Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lonzo Bowden tweets, "Damn, guess I'm going to have to be ready if I'm on stage and Tucker Carlson is in the crowd. Andy Richter, I sat in silence for almost 30 years while people made fun of my partner's hair, so it's not how I would have handled it, but I understand." Chris DeStefano just asked Dave Chappelle what he thought of the whole Chris Rock Will Smith fight thing, and he goes, "Chris Rock is trans." And Donnie Zoldan, who owns Stand Up New York, said, "If the incident at the Oscars happened in a comedy club, cops would have been called and a guest taken away in handcuffs. The club would also ban them for life. Hashtag Hollywood." Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. This is the normal episode for Tuesday, March 29th. This episode, other than that, will be largely Oscars-free. As stuff develops, I may do a bonus episode. We'll see what the day brings. If you missed it, yesterday around noon Eastern time, I dropped a bonus episode in the feed that covered all the Will Smith, Chris Rock stuff, including a ton of comedian reactions. For a bonus episode, it was as long as a normal episode. So if you missed that, make sure you catch that one. And somewhere, and I don't want it to get lost, there was a normal episode Monday morning where I talked about Amy Schumer. Hey, she did a really good job on the monologue, but I think we've all forgotten that that even happened. So much to unpack, but let's see what else is going on today in the world of comedy. From TMZ, Jim Norton has some simple advice for basketball player Russell Westbrook in his war against heckling fans. Norton says Russell Westbrook needs to start going back at fans in a war of words, encouraging the baller to attack these losers who are yelling at him. Jim says there are plenty of nights in his industry where he doesn't bring it, so he never gets mad at fans for heckling him if he deserves it. There are plenty of nights when I suck. I kind of know when I suck, so if I'm having a really bad set and someone yells, "You suck," then I'll address it and I'll be mean to the person, but I can't really be mad at them for telling the truth. From Reuters, and let's take a distraction here, under a picture of Jerry with the caption, "Comedian Seinfeld arrives at a state dinner honoring Italian Prime Minister Renzi at the White House." What? Why? Why is Jerry at a White House dinner honoring the Italian Prime Minister? Well, that's not the point of the story from Reuters. They say Jerry and his lawyers are entitled to about $29,000 out of the nearly $1 million in fees they requested for fighting off a copyright lawsuit over Seinfeld's hit Netflix show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. The judge said Jerry's attorneys had cited unreasonably high hourly rates and called the number of hours they billed excessive by any measure. For example, the judge said a request for $300,000 for drafting just the moving briefs was, quote, plainly unreasonable. Excessive billing for relatively straightforward matters is repeated across this case. From the Daily Mail, Joe Rogan had comedian Ali Sadiq on his show. I'm going to tell you the story. Doesn't make me feel good reading it. According to the Daily Mail, Sadiq was on Thursday's Joe Rogan Experience and said that he would have difficulty explaining to his 8-year-old son how and why same-sex couples have children of their own. "I have not heard this myself," the Daily Mail quotes Sadiq as saying, "You want to send my son home to me and you want me to effing lie to him about, because my son don't understand. If we have two dogs outside that are both boy dogs, there's no puppy out there. What do you want me to say to my son? Do you want me to make sense of your S, or you want me to tell him the truth?" The Mail says Rogan then suggested some ways that the subject might be broached. Rogan explained, "If you have two guys and they have a kid, you could say they adopted the kid. They're married and they adopted a kid. You could say they hired a lady to have the kids." Sadiq said, "My son wants to know, why the F does two men live in a house together with a kid? You cannot explain to this boy." The Mail says Rogan looked taken aback and wondered why the topic was such a difficult one, asking, "You can't explain gay people to him?" Sadiq said, "No. Now I gotta explain to him that this is not how S goes. If I decide that women aren't in the cards for me, that that's not what I want, then I should forfeit the right to try to having effing kid too, because you're not doing the steps to make a kid." Rogan, "So you think if someone is gay, if they have a gay relationship, no kids?" Sadiq said, "No kids." Rogan kept going and brought up topics like adoption. Sadiq apparently dug in, according to this recap. They shouldn't have kids. You're not in the space for children. You want to put someone in a position to be effed up. It's like getting a dog but having no effing place for the dog to be. Rogan then said, a kid who gets adopted by gay parents, you feel like automatically they're going to get effed up. Sadiq yelled, they're going to be effed up automatically. Rogan then talked about a personal experience of his own in which some neighbors in California paid for a surrogate to carry the baby. Over a period of 8 years, Rogan's children would play with the neighbor's kids. Joe said, he seemed okay to me. Sadiq stayed silent. Rogan said, you don't think that's possible? You have a look on your face like there's no effing way. Look at the look on your face. Whew. Okay, let's talk Pete Davidson. From E, Machine Gun Kelly's new album is full of surprises. That's right, he's got a new album. Are you excited? I enjoy his music. Pete Davidson appears on the song Wall of Fame. Pete Davidson says on the track, what's this wall? MGK's daughter, Casey, yells, we love the wall. Pete then says, it's a wall of famous people. Wow, LA sucks. By the way, Kim and Pete made their red carpet debut at Vanity Fair's Oscars party on Sunday night. Did you hear that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock? And nobody ever's talking about that. From Nerdist, Weird Al wrote a bunch of songs for the unaired Star Wars Detours show. Wait, what? So I was actually at the Star Wars Celebration, that is a fan convention, when they showed clips from Star Wars Detours. That was an animated series. There are 39 episodes produced of this thing. Lucasfilm made it with Robot Chicken's Seth Green and Matthew Senreich. It has never seen the light of day. After it was produced, Disney bought Lucasfilm and decided to make prequels, and they made this thing go away. It is just sitting there collecting dust. Someday I'm sure it'll come out. But we've now learned that Weird Al had written tons of original new songs for Star Wars Detours. They would have aired during the show's third season. Yankovic was on Connor Ratliff's The George Lucas Talk Show, which is a great YouTube bit if you've never seen that. Watch that. Weird Al said, we were working on a Star Wars musical. This was a third season show. We were writing songs, and all of a sudden it was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't know that I'm allowed to talk about it. There were, gosh, at least half a dozen or more songs as part of the musical and the various characters in the show. We actually recorded them singing their songs, and that was about a week before we found out the show was not happening. Some of the cast of that show, Felicia Day, Donald Faison, Zachary Levi, Joel McHale, Seth MacFarlane as the Emperor. Boy, I hope that makes the light of day. The New York Times did a lengthy piece with Pete Holmes. He's got his new CBS sitcom, How We Roll, later in the week. The Times says it feels anachronistic. It's a classic multi-camera sitcom shot before a studio audience. This is the sitcom based on the life of bowler Tom Smallwood. The Times asked Pete Holmes, what's your high score in bowling? Pete, I have no idea. I'd start strong, and then as I had more pizza and grape soda, it'd get worse and worse. For the show, a professional bowler gave me lessons, and I got pretty good. I once rolled 4 strikes in a row, but it's easier because it was practice, so I just kept rolling and could get into rhythm. Pete Holmes, how does a broadcast sitcom fit into your spiritual seeking? Pete said, we had this monastic period in quarantine where we asked, what should I change? This is something I hadn't done before. And while I love the kitschiness and nostalgia of a multicam set, it was also spiritual. It's a way to be together with other people. I would argue that that's one of the meanings of life. Doing this show says, hello, I see you. You're not alone. Yeah, it's a bowling sitcom on CBS. Then the Times asked Pete Holmes about using mushrooms, which I'm sure is exactly what the CBS publicist wanted. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. DCN, Churchill's Batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you would like to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Boy, I didn't bring my coffee down to the studio today, and I could really use a sip about now. I just recorded that bonus episode about Will Smith and Chris Rock. Did you hear about this? I just recorded that 20 minutes ago, so this is back-to-back for me, and I could use a drink. So once you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and buy me a coffee. Or another way to support the show is I've added a freemium option on Apple Podcasts for $4.99 a month. You can become a paid subscriber to this podcast. You get the episodes commercial free, plus bonus episodes and early releases. So what I'm going to do is, as soon as I'm done recording this one, I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to publish it. So you wouldn't have had to wait till this morning to get this one. I know you're like, wow, wait, if I had a time machine, I could go back to like 3 p.m. yesterday, Johnny Mac, and get this gem of an episode early. That alone is worth $5. I agree. So that's the premium option on Apple Podcasts. A couple of recommendations for you. I listened to Bill Maher's new podcast because the guest is William Shatner, and I'm a big Trekkie. Shatner was a lot of fun. I find it quite surprising that Bill Shatner claims he never went to Hollywood parties. Now, maybe when he was TJ Hooker, he was kind of middle-aged, but young William Shatner? Good-looking, sexy man. I have a feeling young, sexy William Shatner was at some Hollywood parties, but take a listen to that yourself. Mark Maron had Jeff Foxworthy on. I highly recommend that to you so you can get a feel of how I feel about Jeff Foxworthy. Hopefully it comes across anytime I talk about Jeff, how fond I am of him and what a nice guy he is. So it's nice hearing Jeff and Mark deep dive into comedy. Take a listen to that. And the Good One podcast had Jason Zinnemann. He is the comedy writer for the New York Times and somebody I follow on social media. And Jason writes a lot of smart stuff and knows a lot. So that's on the Good One podcast. I also happen to notice on Jason's Twitter feed, he said he had COVID, so he wasn't writing about the Will Smith thing. So I feel bad for that guy. Yeah, people get COVID sometimes, I hear. My voice is back. Did you notice? I'm very happy my voice is back. It would have been really tough to go through that Will Smith stuff. Don't forget, I'm the writer on the Palace Intrigue podcast. That's where we talk about the royal family. And a story that crosses over to both Palace Intrigue and this podcast, comedian Jack Whitehall said he was blacklisted after he joked about his old friend Prince Harry. Well, at least Prince Harry didn't rush the stage and slap him in the face. That'd be awful. Can you imagine someone doing that? The Mirror says that Jack let fans into the secret as part of his How to Survive the Summer Holidays tour with his parents, Hillary and Michael. Michael said, Jack, I read a book recently and it changed my life. I put this book down and I thought I must become a writer myself. This book is called The Bench and it's written by Meghan Markle. That's your friend Harry, except you're not allowed to see him anymore. You've been banned. You've been ostracized from the Sussexes. I can't say Sussexes. I'm leaving it in. I can't say that. The Sussex family. I can't say it with an extra S on there. You say it. Go ahead. See, you can't say it either. Jack replied, I think I've been banned because I called him Ginger Nuts at the Royal Variety. Jack hosted the show before Harry started dating Meghan and joked it could have been the Royals' wingman. That may not be true because he did not get invited to Harry's wedding in 2018. I feel like this next one, I feel like I told you about it, but everybody was printing it like it was new on Monday. David Spade is taking his comedy to Netflix with his first stand-up special. This will air on April 26th. It is called Nothing Personal. David Spade will share his disdain for crabs and his unique approach to turning down drugs. Spade proves that no topic is off limits, according to Netflix. Special was filmed in Minneapolis. That is your comedy news for today, plus or minus whatever comes out with Chris Rock, Will Smith Gate. If so, I'll drop a bonus episode in the feed. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your shows. If you would like shows early and ad-free, you can become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts for $4.99 a month. See you tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a die-hard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.